This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, one last thing on inflation today, and for a while, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just pretending, like Gina said she is. There is a lot that goes into inflation, both in how it shows up, prices, right, but also in how it comes about, what the component parts are, for lack of a better word. Wages, as Neela said, is one of those parts, and as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, they are worth keeping an eye on.
If you are a trucker, Chuck Kuhn would like a word.
We have instituted a $100,000 minimum salary guarantee for our drivers.
He says that's close to double the national average.
Plus profit sharing, 401k, paid health care.
Kuhn runs JK Moving Services in Northern Virginia. He plans to increase his fleet of 400 trucks to 500, and he needs drivers.
We have a real driver shortage in our country that's been exaggerated by the growth of the online retailing.
You're seeing wage increases, well,
a little bit everywhere.
Alan Detmeister is an economist for UBS. He says wage growth has been fastest in lower paying industries.
Leisure and hospitality, retail trade, transportation.
In the last 3 months, wages for what are called non-supervisory jobs in those areas rose 2.5%. If they kept that pace up, we'd be looking at a 10% yearly increase. Stephen Stanley is chief economist at Amherst Pierpont Securities. He says back in the 70s, wages rose and pushed up inflation, which pushed up wages, which pushed up inflation.
And then the whole thing just kind of spirals on itself.
That phenomenon has not been seen in 50 years, he says.
But there is some question as to whether that dynamic could kick in again.
Probably not, argues UBS's Detmeister.
The wage picture looks fairly similar to what we're seeing in the inflation picture at the moment.
So going to keep rising for the next few months and then calm down. Or at least that's the idea. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.